Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Alternaligo podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alternaligo with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations, so here on the Alternaligo podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alternaligo podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. This is Alternaligo. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, and I have with us today our friend, Natalia Lafourcade. How you doing, Natalia?
I'm doing good, thank you. So happy to be here.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you on the show again. I'm getting a little bit of deja vu. Last time you were on the show, you just won a Grammy, a couple Latin Grammys. You were on your way to Los Angeles to do a big show. And here, 2 years later, you're coming off another wonderful trip to the Grammys. And you have about as big of a show as you could possibly have here in Los Angeles coming up, playing at the Bowl with Dudamel. Do you still get nervous before big shows?
Of course. Of course, I do get very, very nervous, you know. I get so many feelings, just like the 2 months, 3 months before a huge concert like this, especially because right now I am not touring, really. Mm. Like, you know, like I am more preparing a new album that I'm going to be recording in 2 months. I am doing many other projects, but this concert, we knew that it was going to happen since 1 year ago. So it's been months we're preparing this. And I feel so many, you know, like feelings. I actually have dreams, you know. Mm-hmm. I dream about the concert. And sometimes I have very bad dreams. And then I wake up and I am like, okay, I think I am very nervous. But the good thing is that as long as you prepare, that's something that my father says. Like, if you prepare well enough, it doesn't matter, like, you feel very nervous, but the music just comes to you and everything is okay. I just feel very, very happy and excited about seeing everyone coming to the show. You know, I miss everyone. I miss the music and Dudamel and the orchestra. So I think it's going to be beautiful.
You brought up your dad, and we didn't actually get to talk too much about your childhood last time you were here. You grew up in a very rich musical family. Talk to me about your early memories of music in the house.
It was beautiful, you know. Like, both my parents are teachers, music teachers. So I was literally born in a school of music, you know. Like, this huge house that was in Mexico City. Like, it was full of rooms. Full of kids, children everywhere, like having music classes. My father had his, how do you say, like his, this room where he was building clapsichords. And my mother was given the classes. Then they got separated when I was 3 years old. And that's the moment when we moved into Veracruz with my mother. And I was spending more time with my mother, and she was giving classes like most of the time, you know, like she will give music classes in the mornings and in the afternoon. So that was my way of living. You know, I was watching her learning how she was teaching like every day, and learning the music by watching her, yeah, listening and playing with the music most of the time. So I was very young when I started writing songs, you know, and it was like a game for us. And it wasn't like, I'm going to write a song. No. It was like more like, let's play to make a song about this tree or about this animal or about this situation. And we were just like in the car, you know, like going to the school or whatever, playing the music most of the time, you know. So that was a lot of my context, listening to classical music, then listening to different genres of music. And then I discovered that music was really, really the thing that I wanted to do, especially putting myself on a stage with a microphone and singing for people. You know, I was playing that when I was 6 years old. I was getting my little toys as public, as people on the stage, you know. Like, so I was pretending I was giving concerts since I was 6 years old, something like that.
When I was six, I remember doing a pretend concert of La Bamba for my grandparents. Wow. What song would have been your song when you were 6 years old, you think?
Well, when I was at that age, you know, I had this... I mean, the music that I was listening at home was more classical music, you know, especially for my father, because of my father and my mother were listening. I don't know, it could be Beethoven, Mozart, Chopin, those kind of Bach, my father, Scarlatti, like all those very complex music, classical music, you know. But then I was like the opposite. I was like, I want to fall in love with ranchero music, you know, like the very traditional. So I remember listening to José Alfredo Jiménez and listening to the El Rey and wanting to sing that song. You know, even I was very, very young, and I was trying to get into those mood of Lola Beltrán and the singers, like, you know, like of the ranchero, very strong voice that I was watching on TV, and this TV show that was happening on Sunday night that was called Siempre en Domingo or something like that. So I was watching this TV show and I was able to see the artists that were famous. I will use this like the stars of the TV show. And I remember watching this kind of things and saying, like, I want to be one of those like artists. Like, I want to be on TV and I want to be like a star and I want to be famous and connect with many people, like thinking those kind of things at that age.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I associate you as such a celebrator of Mexican history and music. Your collaboration with Los Cojolites,
yeah.
Celebrating Son Jarocho coming out of Veracruz, and done covers of Agustín Lara,
yes.
And collaborations with Los Angeles Azules. And the classical kind of fits into my imagination of you as well. What would be the most surprising thing on your iPod right now that people would not think of as being in Natalia Lafourcade's favorite music?
Can't stop listening to Chabela Vargas. Like, I am very in the mood again of listening a lot to her. A playlist that I love to listen, and it's very personal, which is a lot of instrumental music, you know, like it's a lot of just music that get me into good zone of relaxation, and it doesn't have lyrics. Like, there is this band that I love, and like nobody like of my friends and family will know about this kind of names. Like, there's this band Bing and Ruth.
Okay.
That I love. It's okay. Very electronic and like smooth, and it gets you into like a zone of meditation almost. Mm. Like let's say things like Nights From, which is like also like it could be like very smooth, and it eventually comes like a trompeta. It has this influence of jazz music, but not really so strong. So those are weird names that yeah, probably like there is this trumpet player, like let me see, Arve Henriksen, and I love his music and I listen to that, but it's just me on my own, like nobody listen because they will fall asleep probably. And there's this other genres and music that I love, like jazz music. And I love that. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Gil Evans, those kind of things, you know? Like, I love the Sketches of Spain. That's an album that I constantly kind of knew. Like, this is something that I will listen constantly. Also, music from Cuba, like right now. Mm. Like, I am very, very a lot to Son Cubano, to all those kind of music that come from Cuba, from the past. Like, Buena Vista Social Club and those kind of things. So listening a lot to that. But it changes. Like, my taste is really, like, open. I love many different things. Like, not always stuck into just one thing.
And you bring up Miles Davis, who, specific type of jazz, but was a rock star, even though he was not playing rock music. And I think of Dudamel in that same way. He's not playing rock music, but Dudamel is a rock star.
I know, yeah.
I have had an opportunity to see him do this collaboration with a number of different artists, and it's a really a special kind of lightning in a bottle rare experience to see an artist backed by such a large orchestra like this. Have you been able to perform with Dudamel before, and what was the experience?
Yes, I was able to perform with him twice. the first time was in 2017. Mm. The second time was 19, and now, so it's going to be the third time. And with this concerts we're preparing, and the first time I was just like about to die, you know, like I was so nervous and so impacted that I was going to be doing something with him, you know. I remember, like, before going on the stage, I was just like, Dudamel, like, please tell me how I do, like, should I follow you? Like, I was doing this kind of questions, and then he just said, like, you know, like, you're gonna do really good, and you just sing and I will follow you. Mm. But I'm like, no, am I the one that is supposed to follow you? It's me. No, but he said that, and he said, well, I just want you to have fun, and we will adjust around you going, and I totally trust you, you will be fine. And that was so beautiful to hear from him, you know, and he gave me so much confidence. And I just felt like playing a game, the game of music. And I think that the philosophy he has and also me, the way we see the music, it's very similar. And I believe that's the reason why he was able and he's able to break so much and so many limits that you might probably think that music sometimes has, you know, like, so maybe you will think that when it's classical music, it's very separate from a different universe in music that will be pop music or rock or all the genres. But I think he has this beautiful way of working the music that just to bring people together, you know, like that as once, and to bring this power of music that you get so surprised.
And he gets to bring people together in one of the most beautiful venues in the world, the Hollywood Bowl. Have you ever gone to the Hollywood Bowl as a fan? Have you ever seen a concert there?
No, yet.
It is one of my highlights of the past couple of years was going to see The Cure at the Hollywood Bowl. It was one of those things where I tried to get on the list and I eventually had to buy a ticket. You know, you have a lot of history in the industry. You probably get put on the list most of the time when you want to go to a concert. What was the last concert that you took out your wallet and Natalia Lafourcade bought tickets with her money?
With my money. Yeah. The concerts that I see in my little town, Veracruz, and in Jalapa and in Coatepec. And I was able to, there's a lot of people doing great music here, you know. And there is this band that has one of the musicians in my band, that his name is Raimundo Pavón, and he has this beautiful band that is called La Calandria. And it's a band that has a lot of the roots of the Son Jarocho and traditional music from Veracruz. And they mix and they also write. And they were releasing their album. So that was the very, very last concert that I went to. That was like 2 weeks. I am very fortunate because I have great musicians where I live. So I can go and see music live music.
De Todas Flores, your most recent record, you won Record of the Year at the Latin Grammys. And then at the Grammys this year, you won Best Alternative, Latin Alternative Record. And it was a tie, which makes me so happy. I am such a softie. I want all five nominees to win every single year. How did it feel when you found out that it was a tie?
Okay. I was like surprised, you know? Surprised because I had that situation with this artist that's called Big Bull or something like that. It's just very different from my music. Yeah. But we had a tie also with my album, the Hasta la Raíz. Mm. I believe that was the album. And I was so surprised. I was like, wow, this is different universes. And yeah, I wish we all... I mean, I like to say we're all winners because, I mean, it's so hard, you know, to finish a piece of music. You put so much effort, you give all your love and you want it to be the best. So yeah, so I just feel like I want to share those moments with all the artists and everyone, and just to feel like we're all winners already. Mm.
And you've kind of moved around categories a little bit. This was, you won for Best Latin Alternative. For the previous record, you won for Best Regional Mexican, which the genre of Best Regional Mexican has gone through a major change in the kind of global scene since you won for Un Canto por México. How has the global popularity of regional Mexican music affected inside of Mexico? Because from outside of Mexico, now, very famous.
Yeah, it's in a trendy moment.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful to see that how it is catching people's attention, you know, because we have amazing music and so rich and so unique. And one of the things that make me very happy is to see the new generations proud of their roots and the music that comes from the places they grew up or from the story of their families or the old generations, you know. Like, I think it's so important to bring those ingredients, you know, from the past and the music and the culture and your roots, all that into the new things that we're doing. Like that was something that I was, how would you say, I was concerning a lot at certain point, you know. Like, I think it was a matter of identity and also like trying to find my own voice through what I was doing, like to be very honest, to make it sound me. But now I have this thing with the producers I work with. I always said, like, okay, just be careful. Like, I really want it to sound like the Mexico thing. I want the Mexico thing, please. I want the chile and the mole and the maíz and the flavor and the smell of my culture and the place where I am from, just because I love it. It's not a thing of because if it is trendy or not. It's just really something that I think it's really amazing. I listen to, I don't know, I go back and I listen to the music of Chavela Vargas, like for example, right now, and I feel like it has so much this spirit and the sound of the music and the culture of Mexico, and I love that. So I don't know, it makes me happy to see this new moment of the music and the way it is changing, the way those changes from different places in Mexico are behaving through what is trendy or not, or what is in the eyes of everyone right now. But it's pretty to see that and to see those influences in so many projects that are alive right now.
But you also have such a history of collaborating with people all across Latin America, from Jorge Drexler and Los Auténticos Decadentes, and with Dudamel from Venezuela. And you're talking about Cuba on this new project, how it's influenced me. And Veracruz and Cuba are kind of like connected.
Yeah, we're close. We're very connected.
Talk to me about Cuba in your influence.
I don't know. I really feel like, well, the bolero, let's think about the bolero, because that's a genre that I just really, really love. And the part of the sound of the Cuban music, like the music from Cuba, like the el son cubano, like those kind of moods, caribeños, like guajiros, like the way they sing, the way they get the verso, like through the music, like that's something that I really love. And I think there's this connection to Veracruz, like I see those connections to even the Son Jarocho, like that's those influences that I love to bring into my music, you know. I feel, because I think in our culture we have this happy thing, and this, especially where I live, it's so present, you know, like the happy way of seeing like something really strong or bad that happens in life, you know. You write a sad song, but then you have this way of treating the lyrics and what you're saying, and the bolero is so warm and it's so beautiful, the way the chords, the harmonies, like everything that goes through the boleros. I don't know, I just feel like I've been obsessed to keep learning those kind of ways, you know, of treating a melody and a composition, and that also will have this root and the sound of the place where I live.
And you certainly have a special gift for making very sad songs feel very festive and happy. Every time I hear Nunca es Suficiente at a quinceañera or at a wedding, and everybody is smiling and dancing and happy, I always think about, this is a very sad song.
It is a very sad song. But that's the thing, you see, like, that's so much of our culture, be very, very destroyed by love. Toxic love story and dancing, you know, a cumbia or a salsa or danzón, or yeah, like in the middle of the party, like we'll be drinking and dancing and crying.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I look forward to hearing about this new project that you are recording right now. Going to be here at the Hollywood Bowl performing a Dudamel. And I'm going to circle back on the question, because last time Rodrigo and Gabriela were here right before their performance with Dudamel. And I asked them what's the last time that they bought a ticket to a concert. And it took them 20 years back to think of a concert that they paid for with money. And it was Paco de Lucia. And they had to play. They were busking on the street in order to earn enough money to go buy tickets, and they bought the tickets with quarters that they had earned on the street. So even if it has to go back to your college years, what's a concert you remember buying a ticket?
In the past, that was hard to get. I remember trying to go to a Jamiroquai concert, you know, like or trying to go to this festival Coachella, like really like saving money to go every year, to buy my plane ticket, and then to get there, and like it was just an adventure every year. Until I said, okay, that's enough.
Jamiroquai, it was actually 28 years ago yesterday that Virtual Insanity came out. So shout out to Jamiroquai.
I used to love Jamiroquai still. I think it's great. But I remember, it was very strong music and influence for me when I was 18 or 17, something like that. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, it's beautiful to think that there are some 18 or 17 year olds right now who are saving up their money so that they can go see you at the bowl.
Yeah. And I just really want to say thank you to so many people, you know, coming to the shows, doing the sold outs, like, that happens a lot, and I feel so fortunate, you know, for that. So it's just really, and I miss people so much, you know, like I miss going on the stage so much. I am not touring this year, and it's very, very few concerts that I am giving this year. So it feels different, you know, than when you're doing many concerts and then you're playing at Hollywood Bowl, and it was like in a row of concerts, but right now it's like, no, I'm just flying to LA and doing those concerts and then Carnegie Hall, you know. So I feel it's different. It's different. I feel very, very excited about it.
Thank you so much, Natalia. Really looking forward to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
That has been our artist spotlight interview here on Alternalido. I am Kenny Cody from Subsuelo. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But you also have such a history of collaborating with people all across Latin America, from Jorge Drexler and Los Auténticos Decadentes and with Dudamel from Venezuela. And you're talking about Cuba on this new project, how it's influenced me. And Veracruz and Cuba are kind of like connected.
Yeah, we're close. We're very connected.
Talk to me about Cuba in your influence.
I don't know. I really feel like, well, the bolero, let's think about the bolero, because that's a genre that I just really, really love. And the part of the sound of the Cuban music, like the music from Cuba, like the el son cubano, like those kind of moods, caribeños, like guajiros, like the way they sing, the way they get the verso, like through the music, like that's something that I really love. And I think there's this connection to Veracruz, like I see those connections to even the Son Jarocho, like that's those influences that I love to bring into my music, you know. I feel, because I think in our culture we have this happy thing, and this, especially where I live, it's so present, you know, like the happy way of seeing like something really strong or bad that happens in life, you know. You write a sad song, but then you have this way of treating the lyrics and what you're saying, and the bolero is so warm and so beautiful, the way the chords, the harmonies, like everything that goes through the boleros. I don't know. I just feel like I've been obsessed to keep learning those kind of ways, you know, of treating a melody and a composition, and that also will have this root and the sound of the place where I live.
And you certainly have a special gift for making very sad songs feel very festive and happy. Every time I hear Nunca es Suficiente at a quinceañera or at a wedding, and everybody is smiling and dancing and happy, I always think about, this is a very sad song.
It is a very sad song. But that's the thing, you see, like, that's so much of our culture be very, very destroyed by love. Toxic love story and dancing, you know, a cumbia or a salsa or danzón or, yeah, like in the middle of the party, like we'll be drinking and dancing and crying.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I look forward to hearing about this new project that you are recording right now. Going to be here at the Hollywood Bowl performing a Dudamel. And I'm going to circle back on the question because last time Rodrigo and Gabriella were here right before their performance with Dudamel. And I asked them what's the last time that they bought a ticket to a concert. And it took them 20 years back to think of a concert that they paid for with money. And it was Paco de Lucia. And they had to play. They were busking on the street in order to earn enough money to go buy tickets, and they bought the tickets with quarters that they had earned on the street. So even if it has to go back to your college years, what's a concert you remember buying a ticket?
In the past, that was hard to get. I remember trying to go to a Jamiroquai concert, you know, like or trying to go to this festival Coachella, like really like saving money to go every year, to buy my plane ticket, and then to get there, and like it was just an adventure every year. Until I said, okay, that's enough.
Jamiroquai, it was actually 28 years ago yesterday that Virtual Insanity came out. So shout out to Jamiroquai.
I used to love Jamiroquai still. I think it's great. But I remember, it was very strong music and influence for me when I was 18 or 17, something like that. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, it's beautiful to think that there are some 18 or 17 year olds right now who are saving up their money so that they can go see you at the bowl.
Yeah. And I just really want to say thank you to so many people, you know, coming to the shows, doing the sold outs, like, that happens a lot, and I feel so fortunate, you know, for that. So it's just really, and I miss people so much, you know, like I miss going on the stage so much. I am not touring this year, and it's very, very few concerts that I am giving this year. So it feels different, you know, than when you're doing many concerts and then you're playing at Hollywood Bowl, and it was like in a row of concerts, but right now it's like, no, I'm just flying to LA and doing those concerts and then Carnegie Hall, you know. So I feel it's different. I feel very, very excited about it.
Thank you so much, Natalia. Really looking forward to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
That has been our artist spotlight interview here on Alternalido. I am Kenny Cody from Subsuelo. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.